phone, get started.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking. Today is the Power Hour. We've got the guys from Pittsburgh Power helping me out. We'll take your calls and answer your questions about everything maintenance, engines, performance, fuel mileage, modifications, upgrades, emissions, troubleshooting, you name it, we'll talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. We're going to get to those calls in just a little bit. I want to welcome in the guys from Pittsburgh Power. Bruce, welcome.
Thank you, Kevin, for having us. It's always a pleasure.
And it looks like we've got John, but I don't see Ethan's name there. Is Ethan absent today?
Ethan is absent today. He's at the DDEC 15 school for electronics.
Always good to learn. Yeah.
Never can stop learning.
Well, we'll excuse him for that then. John, welcome.
Hi, Kevin. Good to be here.
Great to have you. So what's new and exciting at Pittsburgh Power these days?
Well, we had a situation yesterday with an owner-operator, and he came in, and he was upset because we didn't wake him up at 7 a.m. when he was sleeping in his truck, and we don't even know which truck was his. But it seems to me like everybody has an alarm on their iPhones or Androids today, so you should be able to wake yourself up. So that upset him, and his DDEC 4 Detroit had two dead cylinders and injectors 1, 3, 4, and 6 were borderline. So number 2 and number 5 cylinders were dead. So if you would have pulled into a Freightliner or a Detroit shop and you would have had that, do you think they would have put a set of injectors in it?
I don't know. Would they?
Sure. You got two bad ones and two dead and four bad ones. You'd put a set of injectors in it. Well, right. Then we discovered a dead battery in the ECM. So upon removing the ECM, there was a hole in the back of it. Sometimes if another bolt falls down between the block and the ECM, it'll wear a hole through. So we took the ECM off and replaced the battery and cleaned all the moisture out and made the ECM work. And that was only $350. So we saved them $1,900 ECM plus programming. And we put it back on and the truck came to life. So the injectors were okay. So we didn't have to put injectors in it. And he had his own boost gauge and pyrometer. We installed those. We had 3 guys working on this truck to get him in and get him out. Oh, and furthermore, he didn't want to sit in our driver's lounge. He wanted us to take an employee and drive him around Western Pennsylvania and show him the sights. Now, can you believe that?
Well, with all the money you saved him, he could have hired a tour bus.
So
he doesn't even realize. He doesn't even realize that he can't even get this work done somewhere else. If he'd gone to a Detroit shop, they'd have thrown a set of injectors at it before they realized there was a problem with the ECM. And then they would have just changed the ECM, and then he had to have pay to have it programmed. It's just not even possible. So
that's what I
know. Go ahead, Bruce. Bill, I'm sorry.
His bill we added up would have been about $4,955 at Freightliner. His bill with us was $1,346. And he just bitched and bitched.
Well, the good news is he probably won't come back.
Now,
I almost asked him. I caught him. I wasn't checking him out. Pete was, and I caught him giving Pete grief about the bill. And I was going to walk up and just say, "Hey, I would really appreciate it if you just didn't come back." I was just going to tell him to not come back. But well, I didn't get to that. I chickened out.
So, you know, Kevin, at my age, at 69 years old, I don't want to put up with this stuff anymore. So my message to prospective clients, if you're moody and nobody can ever please you and you want to bitch about everything, please take your truck elsewhere. Don't bring it to Pittsburgh Power, because this just ruins the mood for everyone. It's a terrible thing when people have that attitude.
It is. There's no question. Here's what I wonder, really, because I'm not sure if everybody really understands how that would have gone. I mean, you just said that first off, they would have injectors in. Once they did that, you're paying for it. Whether they find out that wasn't the problem or not, you're going to pay for those injectors. When they would have pulled the ECM off, however long it would have taken them to figure that out, they won't fix a hole, replace a battery. Nobody else replaces batteries on those. They would have had to give him a new ECM. You said this and program it. That would have been a really expensive day if he would have even gotten out in a day. He could have been there a day or two or more. What I wonder is how unhappy is he when he has to go to other shops?
Yeah, I don't know. There's, you know, we all have these moments in life, and I guess maybe some people have them sooner than others. But, you know, like when my third or fourth girlfriend broke up with me, every now and then you say, maybe it's me. It's just, at some point in life, you have to come to the realization that maybe it's you. Yeah.
That's right. There was a song out several years ago called Baby, It's You. And I changed the words to that, and I said, maybe it's you. When a guy keeps breaking his truck and he wants to blame other people, I want him to read the words to that song and put in, maybe it's you. Because if it works for 99 other people, but it doesn't work for you, then sometimes we have to look in within ourselves. And we all have this. Everybody has.
Right.
You know, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The maybe it's me moment.
Yeah.
We
all have bad days. And sometimes that's just what it is. But usually, I mean, I can't see where anything went wrong in this transaction at all. I mean, this was a really lucky thing that he brought that truck to you. So, you know, we can all have a bad experience somewhere. And if we have a bad experience on a bad day, we're probably going to react badly. But I don't think that's what was going on here.
Right. I mean, God, it started going, why didn't you guys wake me up? Well, you know, there's five or six trucks back there. We don't know who's in what and sleeping. And then I don't want to sit in your driver's lounge. I want somebody to ride me around. What do you think?
Wow.
I'm not sure.
I know, Kevin.
Like that.
Here's what we do, Kevin. You move to Saxonburg, Pennsylvania, and bring that motor home, and we'll fill it with owner-operators, and you can tour them around, and we'll have the nice ladies in there in the bikinis serving dinner and serving margaritas, and that would be a great way to spend some time.
Bruce, I could make that happen, but his $1,000 bill is going to be about $5 if I have to do that.
Yep.
So anyway, it's just, you know, years ago, I had a guy with a cab over international with a big Cam 290, and he only lived three blocks from our shop when we were right off the turnpike. And he always had a bad attitude. And I said, Jack, when you come through that door, put a fake smile on your face and everything will go better. Well, he did. And I would watch him out of my window. And as soon as he reached for the door, he would start to smile. Guess what? He became my daughter's soccer coach. And then he eventually got out of trucking and got into the computer industry. But But it works. Sometimes you just have to put the fake smile on your face, and it will make your life a little easier.
Yeah. Well, and everybody else around you, too.
Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, because we all have the bad days. So, and we try. We really try to help people. And my saying has always been, we try to do it the best, most economical way. Now,
yep.
I say best first and economical second, because you can't be cheap and do it best. But here, we saved this guy all this money, and wow, we had to put up with that. So, that's all we have.
All right. Well, that's perfect timing then, because there's the music. So hold that thought. We're going to come back, and we're going to get right to your calls and questions. No complaints today. Today is a no complaint zone. Not that we ever really get them on this show, so just making that clear. We'll be right back with more stuff. Kevin Rutherford. All right, everybody, hold on. It's Tuesday because our phone system is completely locked up again. I do have possible good news, though. After searching, I might have found an alternative to this phone early this morning. It's been about
we're still here, Kevin.
I think he's got us muted.
Yeah, and I'm still trying. I'm trying to get tech. No, I don't. That's the problem, I can't. I can't put you on hold. I can't bring any callers on. That's what happened. And I'm trying to get a hold of tech support, because when this happened 2 weeks ago and I told them about it, then they monitored the show last time. Nothing went wrong. So now I'm trying to get them to come on and see if they can figure out what's going on. Always
good
works
now
on Tuesday, which just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, now I know the audio's breaking up too. So their whole server crashing completely, and she can't. I think she might be. Oh, my page just crashed completely. So now I can't even talk to tech. Let me try restarting my browser. So I may end up dropping off on, though. Let me try that.
All right, everybody, it looks like Kevin got booted out of Blog Talk and he's unable to get back in. So unfortunately, we won't be able to continue the show today. Please join us tomorrow for Destination Health. Thanks so much.